Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Lee James of the 64th Legislative District in Venango and Butler Counties. Representative James, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we are starting to go into warmer weather here, and that means that people need to start being aware of exactly how hot it can get inside their cars and some of the dangers that are involved. What's going on here?
You are 100% correct. The last couple of days, I've noticed getting in and out of my car that it was kind of hot again, so it reminded me that summer was around the corner. Last couple of weeks, we passed a House bill which was designed to offer civil immunity for damages that may be done if, let us say, I came upon a car and there was a child locked inside that vehicle. I could knock the window out, provided I'm rescuing that person in good faith and have a reasonable belief that the child or even an adult is in imminent danger of suffering harm if we didn't immediately do something. Last year, we enacted different legislation providing civil immunity for animal control. And this year, we have looked into the right moves to make for civilians. And the reason for this message is to remind people that the weather is changing. And if you come upon a dangerous situation, you may be protected, in essence, by a Good Samaritan law.
Also, as we get into the end of April here, April is a month that has been set aside to build awareness of an important disability that many Pennsylvanians suffer from. What's going on here?
When I went to high school, this is dating me a bit, but autism was essentially unknown. At this point, it is estimated that there's about 30,000 Pennsylvanians that live with some form of autism spectrum disorder. And in this year's budget, the General Assembly provided more than $31 million in dedicated funding for autism intervention and other services in this year's state budget. That's an increase of more than 10% over the previous year. It's designed to help families and providers and those with autism to get access to services to help meet their needs. And it maintains a comprehensive online resource, by the way, at www.paautism.org. That website will help connect people with autism or those who support those folks with resources in the community to help improve their lives.
Representative James, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Lee James.